But technology is good when it works, but it can complicate things, especially if you become like a slave to it. Like I've got to run this pace or whatever.
It did help me keep my pace up yesterday, because there were probably times had I not had the watching
yeah,
my
and
face.
That's done it with me before too, probably where I can just tell, okay, I need to at least pick it up a little bit, you know. I don't know, but you can't always trust it. Right. It's like this bathroom scale that I got. And I may need to get another one, because I weighed, I've been doing this the last couple mornings. I weighed as soon as I get up before I brush my teeth and all. Brushed my teeth this morning, I lost 2 pounds. I brushed them again. I don't know.
Hey everybody, this is Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show, joining you after another muggy Woodlake Estates group run, walk, ride. Actually, we had some riders this morning. We had 11 people showed up, so we're back up over double digits. And we had new people, Mike Sharp, and he brought his cousin Shannon. I don't remember what his last name was.
Shannon Sharp.
No, he said football. I asked him if he was Shannon Sharp, but he said he wasn't Shannon Sharp.
Nice guys. I got to talk with him after the run.
Chris came, and Chris brought his daughter Emma, who's 8 years old, rode the Woodlake Estates group run, walk, ride route this morning. And then we had Heather was able to make it again, and then just our normal Thompson crew and Woodlake crew, Jeff and Chad. No Artie. Artie raced last night at the River Shack Tavern 2 Mile, and I think they had a good route. Good
Are
run
we giving
there.
Him a pass, or is last night?
I think it's if
morning.
You race the weekend.
Okay,
right?
All right. Hey, I'm cool with that. Y'all usually want to come down hard on
I think
Artie.
That's usually the rule.
And look, we do have this guy that's walking currently around here.
Yeah, could be interesting.
So, could say 12.
Yeah, that's true. Running news, we have not a lot of races coming up except New Orleans Track Club. They have their 2 Mile Summer Series, and then they also have the Spillway Classic coming up July. It's whatever the Saturday in July is that's a teenth. I think it's the 13th. Could be the 16th. Not entirely sure.
The 4th is on a Tuesday. That next Tuesday would be the 11th. So it would be the Saturday after that. Well,
yeah,
15th? Saturday?
Could be.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? No.
Look it up.
14th.
I'll put it on the Tangy Running Club page.
It's 14th.
Today. And then, got to get with Scott. Scott just did a 200-mile gravel bike race, but I need to get back in touch with him about our 4th of July run. I know Tyler and I are getting ready for it. And I know Mark Smith looked like he was getting ready for it. The 15th, okay. Spillway Classic, July 15th. And otherwise, everybody in the Tangy Running Club putting in some miles. Jason Thompson ran half marathon distance yesterday out around Hammond.
It's good. It's just hard to get the miles in around Hammond. I ran all over the place.
Yeah.
But felt good other than the last 3 miles. But it was hot. Golly, it was hot.
Tyler and I trying to do some training, got out 11-miler on the Tammany Trace with the Hannon Cross Country team meetup, and it was just a death march on the way back, it felt like.
Yeah.
So, racing, if you want to run the Spillway Classic, I told Jason this morning, if I knew it was going to be dry, I'd run it, but I do not want to lose a pair of shoes in the muck like I've heard stories about out there.
Yeah, me and the kids used to do it all the time, and
and then I think
they love the mud.
There was a Q50 race coming up, but I'm pretty sure it sold out. They only had 3 spots.
No, I think he opened it up to 150, and I think they were at 130. Because I saw it posted the other day that they was trying to get 150 now, but it was at one time only 3 spots left, and I heard it filled up, and then now I think they opened up more.
And now is that the one at Bogachita, or is that the one?
I think it's Bogachita.
Okay, I think it's Bogachita as well. Yeah, other than that, just keep the miles up through the summer so it feels good when you run in the fall.
Now, I'm hoping to be fast come the fall.
Yeah. Well, they have the 4 on the 4th race is actually coming up in Covington, too, if you're looking for an official race. And then our 4th of July 1 mile thing is more of a... We try and keep it a little bit on the down low because sometimes we have to sneak in places and run a train on track. So. But we have had requests to join in the past that we've said, sure, come along. But we don't want to, like, blow it up into like we did with the Battens run. Yeah. Right, we don't want 60 people showing up and then the cops showing up at the high school with a break-in or whatever. But, yeah, having fun this summer, though. We had the group run was great this week for Global Run Day. Mark Thompson out there with Cleo.
Made my first one. It was fun.
Yeah. And then we had our normal crew out there. Our group runs are so much fun now. We had fun this morning with Emma riding the bike right behind us.
And that was a very safe route to have a stroller on. I mean, you get off the one road and you got the sidewalk the rest of the way. You go. We went through. We only did a 2 mile loop. Did the Friendship Circle, and that was a good little route. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. So our episode last week is running fun. Sometimes it is.
Yeah.
Yesterday it was not. This morning it was. I guess it makes a difference when you go out and actually take it easy.
Yeah.
But it was nice having an easy run with my daughter Catherine. She was running stride for stride with us. Mm-hmm. And she's getting faster. She can just stay healthy. Looking forward to her cross country season. Yeah, that's all our running news. Mark, you had some sad news, you said.
Well, it's unsettling.
Unsettling.
Yes. I've been holding off on this. I've been holding back on some stories. I don't want to scare
dampen the mood because you're such a positive person.
Exactly. Now, there have been some reported on trails over in Italy. I think that's how you pronounce it, Italy. There have been some bear attacks. Now, it's they're not sure if it's the same bear, but he attacked a couple of runners, and then he actually, they believe it's a she. She actually killed a runner.
Wow.
Really?
And I've been holding back on that. Nobody wants to hear about that. There's investigations into it. Is the bear going to be put down? Is he going to be sent somewhere else? Then over in Scotland, there's been reported of hawk attacks on runners, swooping down and grabbing people. I've held off. I said, because, you know, it hasn't got over here. But sure enough, in Colorado, this is in parentheses because this is what the article said. Aggressive cows on a trail has 15 to 20 of them has been surrounding runners and trying to force them off of the trails.
Wow.
to the point where they've had to temporarily close the trailhead.
I've heard about that with cycling, that the cows can be ferocious.
I grew up around cows. We used to feed Grandpa's cows, Uncle Jack's cows, and they were usually they had much trouble with them. Bears and hawks, I can understand, but cows, when it gets down to cows, there's something going on. You know, there's something terrible.
A gang of cows.
Yeah.
I thought I had it bad.
Yeah, they're starting to team up, and, you know.
I thought I had a bad Wednesday, and then again yesterday, I had a horse fly following me for a while.
Yeah, those are normally just aggressive anyway.
Maybe I just won't complain for now.
I had a couple of dogs yesterday on my run and a little loop doing Hopkins Road that normally has no animals, usually a nice half-mile loop, and two big black dogs ran out on the road, started barking. They wasn't ferocious. They stayed away from me, but still don't like the whole dog.
And everybody just thinks their dog is adorable, you know?
Yeah. Well, you
don't like he's so friendly. He's so kind. How many stories have I heard about people? Friendly dogs biting people.
Right, right. Oh, he just wants to smell you. Yeah. Wants to smell your blood after he breaks the skin. Thinking about that bear, you look at a bear, you figure you could outrun a bear, right?
No,
they're fast. I do know they're fast.
It's a powerful animal.
From the book that we're doing, he had a quote about a bear I thought was, he's talking about you get to a run and you look around at people and not everybody has a runner's body. And he used the bear as an example. He said, look, nobody ever said a grizzly bear has a runner's body. But in a foot race, a grizzly bear would absolutely kick the crap out of the fastest human ever. And the grizzly bear spends literally zero time training. So
I'm sure, and over a short distance.
That's right. Well, out there in the wild, that the apparently the animal kingdom is turning on the running community. Be aware, be alert, be fast.
Faster than a bear, hopefully.
Faster than a bear or a dog or a horse. You're not going to outrun a horsefly.
All right. So you segued into the book. We're still continuing our summer discussion of the book, I Hate Running and You Can Too, by Brendan Leonard, I think. I didn't even look it back up after I questioned myself last week. But the title is right.
I'm getting the title is right. I thought it was So Can You. Are you? Is it You Can Too? So Can You?
It may be So Can.
Okay. We're not helping this guy at all. Yeah. You know. Well, I mean, between the three of us, he sold three books.
Well, actually, I read mine for free on Hoopla.
Yeah, I got mine for free.
Wow.
Hoopla.
I bet y'all were big on Napster back in the day.
This is a library app, like, through the actual library. So it's just like checking out a book.
Right. And since your wife is a librarian, I will
All you take need your is an email address and Livingston Parish library card.
I have a Livingston Parish library card.
You can be on Hoopla.
I have an email address.
You can read ebooks up to 11 ebooks or audiobooks you can listen to every month for free.
I Hate Running and You Can Too, by Brendan Leonard.
I was right.
Oh, I was right. Go back and listen to the tape.
Do I have to listen to this show? Y'all keep saying, y'all listen to this?
All right, so last week we talked about whether or not running is fun, and I think we had some feedback on that. Chad said yes with a question mark. And then Sherry Jean Husser said yes, absolutely. And then I forgot who else responded, but we did get a little feedback of people saying that running could be fun. And this week we're talking about complicated relationship of that yes with a question mark,
right,
that
exactly.
Chad gave us.
Yeah. I think Chad maybe thought it was a trick question because he knows us. So
yeah.
He was scared to commit. But
and this will kind of lead into a discussion of running can be pleasurable.
Right.
Maybe not fun is the right word. And being a part of a running group can be fun. But it can also lead to things like burnout and whatnot. So
yes.
Complicated relationship with running.
We've talked before about how running's not complicated. You talked about that, I forget what it's called, that triathlete thing he does. That I forget what, but anyway, how you got to have shoes and a wetsuit and, you know, a team of doctors with you and that kind of stuff. But
and with the Born to Run book to run, you don't even need shoes.
Exactly. Well, heck, that guy had flip-flops.
He ran in
or sandals. Or...
Oh, yeah, we did. We had a new runner on Wednesday night.
Daniel,
I believe it was.
If all I have is flip-flops or sandals to run in, it's a good chance I'm not running that day.
But yeah, simple thing. You just strap your shoes on and go.
And, I mean, you can run with a watch or phone app or whatever, but you don't even have to have that. You can just go out and run. It's not very complicated. But we can... complicated. For Cleo, Wednesday night, it was complicated because the playground was there. And we had her in the stroller, and she was ready to go for the first few minutes. Then when we're up there getting ready to go, she's like, I don't want to run. I want to go play. I don't want to run. But as soon as we started running, she enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So I thought about, you know, it is a little, you can, you know, complicated for her. But how do we complicate it?
So I think that's one thing. Like, it's not just Cleo, but like when you involve other people, it gets complicated if you're trying to line up schedules and stuff like that work for everybody.
Right.
Like, I think that was one of the things that made it hard to get a group run going for a long time was I would poll people and see, like, what's the best time to do a group run? And you get, like, a million different responses. Well, I got this on Wednesday. I got that on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then finally, it was just like, okay, we're going to do it at this time, and then whoever can show up shows up, and it seems like it's worked.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's nice to run with a group, but that can sometimes complicate things a little bit. So, like, for the Wednesday night group run, a lot of times I'm doing a training run in the morning. So the Wednesday night group run has been fine for the most part, but now that it's getting hot, running twice a day is like, I don't know how I'm going to be able to keep that up. Yeah, but I don't want to miss the group run, so it's like this complicated thing.
I was surprised because I ran that morning also, and I thought I'm going to work today, and then ended up with a, had to go on a job, got done with it at the time I was supposed to be home, so I was in a rush, that complicated, so I was worried I wasn't, but we had a good run, we had a good 2 mile run to have run twice that day, but it's a lot of fun, that was.
I think the heat complicates running to some extent, because then you got to start worrying about water, like where's my water. Southeastern's nice, they got a couple water fountains. North Oak Park, I think they got a spigot out there. But if, like yesterday, we ran on the trace, I mean, I had to bring water with me. Like sometimes you got to plan out, if you don't know your water stops, you got to plan out, I got to bring water, carry it, figure out some way to carry it. And no, like, water hydration stuff for running is great. It all sloshes.
Yeah, packing it.
Yeah.
But I thought about that yesterday. I've been training to do that mile. I just want to do the, on the fourth, do the hardest mile I can do or the fastest mile I can do. So I've been running about a mile and a half, and I get to a point to where it's a straight mile back to my house down North Dawn. It's flat. It's a good little run. Next time I do it, I'm going to drive down there real quick and drop a water bottle. So when I do my warm-up, mile and a half, I'll have some water before I do that because it's getting to the point now. But that's still not very complicated. You need some water. That's, you know, you need shoes and water.
I guess I was thinking, too, like more about like nutrition. When you start to run long, long distances, that also becomes complicated.
Right.
Because say like you're going out on the trace, somebody parks their car and you leave the nutrition in the car. And that's going to be like your midway point. That person has to remember to bring their keys on the run.
That
was just we've one told of those, that story
yeah,
on the podcast.
Yeah, that's just one of those good memories of, and to me, when I think of running complicated, back then, it was for like, I don't know, 2 or 3 years in a row, it seemed like we were training for marathons. That got very complicated. Trying to keep up with the miles and then not wanting to do the and I mean yesterday I was not pumped up to say okay I'm gonna run this mile as hard as I can,
but it wasn't running 16.
But it wasn't even running 16 slow miles. I was thinking, you know, if I'm lucky and right now where I'm at, just under 9 minutes, I'll be done with this.
Yeah.
And so it's not. You can work yourself up to do that. But if I was thinking, okay, I'm starting here, I got 15 miles.
And we used to keep it pretty simple. It was like Fig Newtons. But you can get it complicated where... Okay,
yeah, a running plan can complicate it, too.
I need gels that have, you know...
certain many electrolytes.
60 grams of glucose and 30 grams of fructose or whatever.
If you're running like that, I think it needs to be your job. Unless you just...
Research and stuff like that, but, you know, you can make it as complicated as you want to. But, yeah, nutrition can complicate things on a longer run. But, yeah, training plans complicate things in the sense that now I'm, like, emotionally invested in I have to do all of this stuff or it... Like, I didn't do the training plan.
Right.
I'm not saying I'll ever fall, and I won't ever fall back into it, but right now I'm not in that. I've got a very simple, and I love running every day. That mile, though, when I know I got to bear down and do that, but I like it. I do it every fourth day.
And it's complicated, too, when you get into training plans. Like, when you first start, most training plans are run X miles a day or run X minutes a day. Well, when you start getting into training plans that are like, okay, now you got to do 12 by 400. It's like, okay, well, what is a 400?
Right. Yeah.
Strive.
I was never good with all... I was thinking
that... Well, I look at a 400 as a quarter mile.
Right.
Run a quarter mile.
I don't want to step on any toes, but I was thinking about that, like, we could do one on running lingo, because I still, like, as long as Drew... Like, I have no fartlek.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's all kinds of terms.
Tempo,
that,
progression.
Because I don't know all that stuff.
Stride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we do need to do an episode on that where I teach Jason about running terminology.
I'll make a note of that.
B, But yeah, I mean that kind of stuff can get complicated. But like if you want to incorporate some of that kind of stuff, the simplest things is like fartlek is just every now and then during a run, say I'm going to run fast for four mailboxes or to that stop sign,
right,
or whatever. And then the other one that Matt Fitzgerald talks about is just running hard at the end of your run. Say, okay, the last 15 minutes I'm going to run hard. The last 2 miles or whatever I'm going to run hard. You can make even...
Dude, I run hard the last 15 minutes of my run lately. That's the last half.
So, I mean, there's ways...
a lot of miles in.
There's ways to simplify that kind of stuff, too. But it can be fun. Like, it can be interesting if you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah, I've started looking at training plans for the marathon I'm going to run in December. I ain't followed a plan in so long. It's I ain't never been good at that.
I'll send you a couple of those Hal Higdon, but he had really good doable
make
plans.
Make sure to send him one with Yasso 800.
Trial run. Don't want none of that.
All right, so we can complicate people, the heat, nutrition, training plans can all complicate things.
This new watch, I
technology,
love it.
Technology, definitely.
I love it. Absolutely
and
love
to
it.
To me, it uncomplicates.
But I watch it the whole, like, I used to know, I just ran by how I felt, and I was fine. And now I got this watch, I'm constantly looking at pace and how far. And
well, I tell you, when technology works seamlessly, it can, like Mark said, make things easier. It can make pacing easier if it's telling you, like... So one of the things it has helped with is one of the worst things you can do in a marathon is go out too fast, or in a race is go out too fast. Like, I do look down at my watch at the beginning of a race and say, okay, these people are not going to maintain this pace. Right. We're going out too fast. But it can make it complicated in the sense that you're constantly looking down to make sure that you are on that. So I don't know. Sometimes technology can be good, it can be bad.
I don't know what happened to my Nike app, which I've used for just about the whole time I've been running. But it used to tell me every quarter mile what my pace was. And it'll tell me when I'm starting and when I'm finishing, but it will not give me my pace anymore. I've tried everything, and so I don't know. It's these apps, y'all call them. I don't know. It's crazy what you young kids have. But
okay, so I'll tell you what.
That has uncomplicated, because like when I do my mile now, I don't even worry about what the pace is. I never look at it. I just run it like I can run it and look at it when it's over. And I don't know. It's
so yesterday it made it complicated for me because my Garmin is older and Tyler has a newer running watch. For running on the trace, my watch is dropping a little bit of distance in the tree cover. So, like, trying to figure out what was actually going on, he ended up with 11, and
yeah,
I ended up with
that.
10.85, and we were, like, running. He was a little ahead of me when we were running intervals, but then he let me catch up. So we ran the exact same distance.
Yeah.
But technology's good when it works, but it can complicate things, especially if you become, like, a slave to it. Like, I've got to run this pace or whatever.
It did help me keep my pace up yesterday, because there were probably times had I not had the watch and just watching my pace.
That's done it with me before, too, probably where I can tell, okay, I need to at least pick it up a little bit, you know. I don't know, but you can't always trust it. It's like this bathroom scale that I got. And I may need to get another one, because I weighed, been doing this the last couple mornings. I weighed as soon as I get up before I brush my teeth and all. Brushed my teeth this morning, I lost 2 pounds. I brushed them again. I don't know.
I need to get in on this.
I don't know what.
That toothpaste used.
So you can't always trust.
They don't even need to pay for it.
And the reason I've been watching is Josie's been going, you know, Josie's been coming and checking, and Josie's real good about helping us with our nutrition and all. It gets a little crazy sometimes, but anyway, and so she said it's reading heavy. She said I shouldn't be, and so I checked it, so I
I don't want a scale that reads.
Yeah, I got I got something going on with it. But like I say, Colgate is what I use.
All right.
No, Crest.
Crest.
Okay. Crest. I lost 2 pounds just brushing my teeth.
Might even be willing to pay for the expensive stuff.
Well, this was because of the dollar store with those 2-packs.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
We've gone off the rails. Brush your teeth.
You can. I ate some pizza last night for supper, so I must have had a lot of that, you know.
Pizza suit.
Oh, you can edit a lot of this out.
No, I will not leave this out.
But anyway, so you can't always trust technology is what I'm telling you. That's a digital scale, and I know I did not lose 2 pounds brushing my teeth. But I did brush them again.
4 pounds on that run yesterday.
Yeah, I did check.
And I even drank. I drank like a full liter of water.
As me.
Yeah.
2 coffees. Ate a muffin.
And
I was still down 4 pounds. After.
That's what I did. And I drank 2 bottles of water while I was working out. One during and one after. And when I peed, it still looked like ginger ale. So.
Perfect. I didn't even pee for like hours after our race. Like, that's never a good sign, folks. Never a good sign.
What, the color of ginger ale? Or
no, not peeing for hours after you run. So anyway, other ways that we might...
Are we going to move right along here?
Yeah, we're moving right along. We're almost getting to the 30-minute mark, so...
Okay, thank God.
Any other ways we complicate our run?
I know... I was very thankful that the bathrooms are open at the stadium at Southeast.
That is also a thing that you need to know about.
Yeah.
Where the bathrooms are.
Yeah.
I will say that sometimes, though, when you complicate things, it pays off. So, like relay running, that's always been somewhat of a complicated thing.
But yeah, I feel but that's like fun complications. Just fun. Sit there and figure out when I did the... I don't. You might have did the second one. I did the first one, maybe, where we said who was going to run what leg, and I don't know. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So I think sometimes when you put a little effort into logistics, it can make for a fun time. But sometimes it's not worth the headache and the trouble.
And
traveling to races can sometimes be fun, but sometimes it can be stressful.
Yeah. I don't know. I found even the time that we had our deal there in Memphis, Jay, that was stressful, but that was also
it was fun.
I wouldn't trade that, you know?
Yeah.
The stuff with, Rodney handled the
drive.
Logistics. When we went to Memphis, Jackson.
Yeah.
That was fun. So
I would love to one year take, like, several teams from the area to go and do that.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
But complications can lead to, I know it led me at one point to burnout. That was me and you at Southeastern
that
night.
Maybe we got about 3 minutes left probably. We might all talk about burnout a little bit more than just a couple minutes.
Well, that's what I was kind of segueing into to lead up to it.
But next week.
Next week is...
We're doing Father's Day Trivia with your host, Mark Thompson.
I would like to invite everyone, male, female, not to be fathers, but we are doing the battle for the Tangi Running Club. Is that what we're calling?
Thompson Running Show, Tangi
Running Club.
Sure, yeah, whatever.
The Father of the Year Award.
Okay.
There will be a grand prize. There may be a second place prize.
It'll be lesser.
Of course. But... want to invite everybody, anybody that can hang out. We know Father's Day is complicated.
Yeah, it's a busy day for some people.
It's not going to last a great long time. We're going to get it in
30, 40 minutes
and have a good time. So I want to invite anybody that wants to come. Mark Smith, I know you're listening.
Mark Smith now on Strava. You need to go on Strava.
Yeah, I mean, you need to be on there. I mean,
you said that for years.
I've been saying that. Been saying
it for weeks and weeks.
It took me, you know, I don't
all
know.
Right.
But anyway Mark Smith, I would love to have you come out if you're available.
Father's Day running.
And anyone else who would like to participate, male or female, I, you know,
But if they're female, they have to have their own team and let us win, right?
For no, Father's no, Day? No, my friend.
Anyway, until next time, we will catch you later from the Thompson Running Show.